So today we will talk about what day was Jesus crucified. So what day was Jesus crucified?
Friday.
Okay. Any other thoughts?
Friday.
Okay.
Probably 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Oh. We're going to go over that too, about the time.
That means I'm wrong.
Well. But you're thinking, I'm glad, yeah. Because very few people think about the time. The time is very important. Okay. Let's first go to Matthew 12, verse 40. And this is going to dovetail very nicely where we finished off our last study. What was our last study?
Was it Transfiguration?
No. No. The kiddos. Jonah. Okay. Jonah was our last study. Okay. This is going to dovetail very nicely off of our last study. Okay. This is going to link these two together is what this is going to do. Matthew 12, 40. And if y'all want, we have several passages that we're going to read. And if y'all want to read them, usually I do have comments. But if y'all want to read them this time, and then I'll just pick out the key points that I'm after.
Okay. Matthew 12:44. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
Okay, that's good. That's it. Okay. That's all we're after here. So, how many days is Jesus here? He's prophesying how many days he'll be, but how many days does he say he's going to be in the heart of the earth?
3 days.
And 3 nights. Mm-hmm. Was he? Let's just ask that. Was he 3 days and 3 nights? Now, he's prophesying. He hasn't done this at this time, but Jesus said that's what he was going to be.
It would be 3 days and 2 nights.
Well, but 3 days and 3 nights. Can we take Jesus' word for what he said?
Absolutely. Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's count them up. Where are the 3 days and 3 nights from Friday? Let's count them up. Okay. Day one. Let's count
day
up the
one,
days.
That's a
okay.
day.
Okay. Friday. Good.
Friday night is
one.
Well, let's go days. Let's go days
okay.
first. So
Friday
is day one.
And Sunday.
Okay. Where's our 3 nights?
Friday night, Saturday night. Did Sunday night ever happen?
Was he in the grave Sunday night?
I don't think so. He was already gone.
Okay.
That's my uneducated guess.
Can we get 3 days and 3 nights that Jesus said, just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of that great fish, he will be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights. Can he have been buried on Friday and be in the heart of the earth 3 days and 3 nights from Friday? Is that possible?
So is their calendar different than ours?
We'll talk about that. In fact, we'll go over it right now. Let's go off of the Jewish time.
I'm going to wash my hands.
Okay, yes. How was the Jewish day different from our time reckoning? When did their day start? When does our day start?
Midnight.
Okay. Midnight. When did their day start? 6 p.m. the previous day.
Okay.
6 p.m. the previous day.
6 p.m. in the morning?
In the evening. 6 p.m., which was, that's what they called their sundown. They called it sundown. Like right now with our time on regular time, it's just about dark at 6 p.m., so in the summertime, whenever we have
that's
our time,
their day started?
That's when their new day started. Yes, that was our midnight equivalent. Yes.
So they stayed up all night?
No, but that's the start of their day. They the next day turned over at when the sun went down at 6 p.m.
Hmm.
That's when that was tomorrow to them. That was the next day. That's when they turned the page over to the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's calculate how many days and nights it would be from Friday on their time frame. Okay. Now, as you already alluded to, any part of a day to the Jew, they counted as day one. So, you know, 1 hour was a day. Jesus even had a parable about this. It was of the it's failing me, the parable, but it's about the workers.
They're workers.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the parable? You remember the name of the parable?
No.
I can't. Anyway, but this is what it was. Everybody worked a full 8 hour day. And then there was somebody that showed up on the last hour of the day. And guess what pay he got?
The same.
He got a full day's pay for working 1 hour. Were the other workers happy?
No,
they weren't happy. But that, I think, is the best explanation that I have. Dad always told us this, but I've not been able to substantiate it. Kaufman mentioned it, but I don't have any proof that I could go to a passage that they counted any part of a day as a full day, except this, that's just the way that it was. But Jesus' explanation here, the guy showed up 1 hour right before dark, and he got the same full day's pay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you were correct. So, day one, thinking of Hebrew time now, day one would be what?
Friday.
Because, how do we know that? He had to be buried. What happened to these other two thieves that were crucified with Jesus? What happened to them differently than what happened to Jesus?
What do you mean?
You're talking like, where were they put?
No.
Or...
what, something gruesome happened to them that did not happen to Jesus.
They broke their legs.
Yes. Yeah. Why?
So they couldn't stand up and breathe.
Good. Mm-hmm. And so they would die quicker. That's right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Why did this not happen to Jesus?
Because he could not be.
He was already dead.
So that's why his legs didn't get broken. Otherwise, they'd have broken his legs also. Now. Why did the Israelites, the scribes, Pharisees, whoever it was, who did the council maybe, they went to, who was it that had to give authorization to bust their legs with a sledgehammer? Who had to give that authorization? And so the Jewish hierarchy went to this man. Pilate. He was in control.
But he'd already tried to wash his hands of this.
That's right. But they still go to him.
That was Jesus. Yeah.
That's right. But they still go to him here because they have to get his permission. Why did they have to get permission to kill these two thieves? What was the reason? There was something pressing.
I don't know about that.
The clock was ticking.
Oh, okay. A time frame.
Why? And what time frame was that? The Passover was coming. When did the Passover start?
Was it Saturday? I don't know.
No, I'm talking about time frame. What time? Oh. Or what event?
Sunday?
Well, no. Time. Think of time.
6
p.m. At sundown. That's when the Passover started.
Okay.
So they wanted them going. They wanted all of them dead by time 6.
They had to be buried.
Oh, they had to be buried.
They had to be buried. There could not be any work done on this high holy day of the Passover. There could not be any work done, and burying somebody would be work. So that tells us right there, because they said, we must get these buried. They have to be dead and buried because the next day, and I didn't look up that passage, but what we've all known, but before the Passover, they said, we have this a thing called the Passover, and we've got to get them buried before 6. That means they're not dead yet. Was the crucifixion a fast death or a slow death?
Slow.
It was a slow death. Did y'all ever see that movie Spartacus?
Oh, no.
Spartacus? No. It's back in the 60s.
It's
a famous movie, and it's like a four-hour marathon movie with Michael Douglas, I think.
Yeah.
And anyway, at the end of that movie, do you remember? Tell me about the end of the movie if you remember.
I don't remember.
Okay. The Romans. These were, this is a true event. Spartacus was a real man. And he lived like in the 100 BC time frame, a little before Christ, 50 to nearly 100 years before Christ. The Roman Empire was in control, in power then. And they Spartacus was one of these slaves, a non-Roman slave, and he ended up rebelling. And he had this big of all these slaves, they all rebelled. And they got a crackdown from the Roman Empire, because that's what the Roman Empire did. They would crack down on rebellions. In fact, the Jews got their crackdown. When was that?
That's when they came in and just destroyed
it. Jerusalem. When was that? What year?
70 AD.
So, but the Spartacus and his rebel slaves got their crackdown, and what did they do? Do you remember the end of that movie? They crucified every one of them. And it went for miles. There was a bunch of these slaves. And Rome, the Roman soldiers went in, and they didn't necessarily slaughter them, but they captured all those slaves, and they crucified everyone. And at the end of that movie, you see along the road, and it's just as far as the eye can see, they crucified these men.
And that's based on a true story.
Yeah,
that
Spartacus. He was a true. I haven't read all about it. I looked a little bit up about it in Spartacus. But yeah, that movie was based on a true event. Mm-hmm. That Spartacus was a true rebel slave that rebelled with his band of others, rebelled against the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire cracked down on him.
Was he one of the ones that killed?
Oh yeah. Oh no. He got crucified. And the end of the movie is this woman, maybe she was already a slave too, but his wife, she brings his son, was just born. And that's how the movie ends. He gets to see while he's hanging on the cross. Mm. He sees his son. But it's the slow death. They hung there. They died. And now, different from Jesus, as Brooke was talking about, I don't know, maybe they gave a pedestal, or maybe, I don't know if they had a pedestal, but you had to have something to be able to breathe. You have to push up with your legs. If your legs are just hanging, you can't get a breath good. Mm-hmm. And but anyway, if you had a pedestal that you could stand up on, how long are you going to live?
A long time.
You can live a week. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to die, not from starvation, but you will die from dehydration. And it could be days. Mm-hmm. It's a long, slow, agonizing death. Okay, so these two healthy and great shape thieves that were killed with Jesus, they would live for days and days, but they had to be not only dead by 6 p.m., but they had to be put in a grave by 6 p.m. So this was a pressing matter. So they run straight to Pilate, and he gives them authorization to bust their legs with a sledgehammer, is what we would do today. Mm-hmm. Brutal, brutal and gruesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's count from there. But as you stated, day one would be the Friday. Because any part of the day, we know that because they got them in the grave before 6 p.m. because they could not do it after 6 p.m. because that would have been the new day, the Passover day, and they couldn't do anything there. Okay, so we know that. So Friday would be day one. Saturday would be day two. Sunday in the daytime would be day three. And we'll look at this to see if we can count day three. It's Sunday. Okay, now let's look at the nights. In this scenario, with thinking about Hebrew time, is there a Thursday night? A Thursday evening is what they would have called it. A Thursday evening, Thursday night? When was there Thursday evening, Thursday night? What would we call it?
Saturday?
No.
Hang on, what?
Well, okay, well, okay, yes, I know. So and this is confusing.
Thursday evening would have started after 6 p.m.
That's right. So when now think of this.
And it would have lasted all the way till Friday.
PM.
The evening comes first.
Right.
And from Genesis 1, when we covered this on creation, what did God always say? He said it over and over. A blank and a blank was day one, and a blank and a blank was day two.
Yeah.
An evening and a morning. An evening, but he put it in that order because that was the Hebrew day. The evenings always came first. So Thursday evening, Thursday night, when would they have called the Thursday evening, Thursday night? Was it about to happen or had it already happened by this time that Jesus would have been put in?
It was about to happen.
It was. It already had happened. It had happened in the evening. We would have called it Wednesday night.
Okay.
Wednesday night.
You think Thursday morning, that was their evening. On Thursday evening?
We're going to talk about it. But we're trying to just count our days here. Can we count Thursday as a Thursday evening?
On their time, yes, we could, because it started. It was after Thursday evening
at
6 p.m.
Is what? They called that Friday evening. See, that was a Friday.
On Thursday. That would have been Friday's
evening.
First part.
6 p.m. is Friday evening.
So at like 6:01, that's Friday. But in my brain, it's Thursday.
I know. We have to back everything up 6 hours from midnight to think.
Right. Yeah.
So,
and that's hard. I'm like,
I know. This is difficult. Mother's always had trouble with this.
I still have trouble with it.
I've worked on her.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around this, Miss Becky.
I've written it down. Elance has gotten it.
Well, yeah, we've got it on a chart. We're going to show you.
Uh-huh. And
but it's okay.
Falling? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what is evening one, night one?
Thursday evening, right?
Was he in the grave Thursday evening?
No, he was not.
He was not. The first evening, the first night Jesus was in the grave is Friday.
We need the Bible to tell us everything.
It does, but
we have to think. We have to think.
Yeah, when you're digging like this, you've got to really
put your thinking cap on.
And we're going to figure this out. We're going to figure this out because we know what Jesus said, and we know what day he rose.
Right.
So we can figure out what day he was buried.
Sunday.
That's right. Okay, but he was put in the grave. Mm-hmm. Evening one was Friday. Evening two, Saturday. Evening three, Sunday. So, according to Hebrew time, we get the three evenings. Can we get the 3 days? We have Friday.
If you start on Thursday morning.
But now, when was he buried? It was right before dark on Friday.
Before 6 o'clock.
Before 6
o'clock.
So it was Friday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then for the evenings, it was Friday evening, Saturday evening, and then Sunday evening. On that. Let me see here. This. Let me see. It's not. That's because I'm thinking on the wrong. I'm thinking on the wrong time. Did you catch that?
No.
I was. That's why. That's
I didn't
why. My.
Catch it.
Okay. That's good. Let's start over. Let's start over because I was thinking of the wrong. I was thinking of the correct time instead. And that's because it was working out correctly. I said, "Oh, that's not right." Yeah. Okay. So here's Friday evening. Friday before 6 p.m. So Friday is day one. Saturday is day two. Sunday, you don't count that as day three. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now. Let's count up the nights. What would be the night one? If he's buried at before 6 p.m.
On Friday.
On Friday. So what would be evening one?
Friday night.
When was there? But let's Hebrew time. Their Friday night we call.
So Thursday at 6. I don't know.
Okay. I'll count it up for you for Hebrew time. Saturday evening. Would be evening one, night one, would be what they would call Saturday night. Because if he was buried on Friday, As soon as 6 p.m. hit, that's the first night, would be Saturday night. They would call it Saturday evening.
Saturday night.
Do we get a Sunday evening, Sunday night? That happened before the morning. So you have that. Can you get night three from Friday? Because you get Saturday, they call it evening. We'd call it morning. Saturday morning, Sunday morning, Monday morning. No, he was already out of the grave.
Mm-hmm. No.
You can't. Could he have possibly been buried on Friday? When Jesus says that he was going to be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, is there 3 days and three nights from Friday?
No, not unless he went past Sunday night.
And did he?
But he had to be already in the grave by 6 p.m. on
Sunday. That's right. Friday. And he rose Sunday morning. We know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So Saturday night, Friday night, Thursday night. He would have something would have had to happen on the Thursday night, though.
Well, Les. Well, look at Les.
Yeah, you're smarter than something me because I'm over here happen. Like.
I don't know what it was. Like, I'm just can count to three.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Now, Les, we're gonna work this out. This is the first way of working out that you can determine when Jesus was crucified. This is way one. We're gonna look at two other ways. Okay. To calculate this and see if they all come up the same. Okay. Okay, so we've already established that Jesus could not have been crucified and buried on Friday because there are not 3 days and three nights between Friday and Saturday and Sunday morning. Okay. Now, let's go to... What was the time frame that Jesus was crucified? What was it, the big event of what even brought Jesus into Jerusalem?
Passover.
The Passover. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the first Passover account when God was giving them the commandments of what they're going to be doing. Exodus chapter 12.
Passover regulations.
That's good. Okay. Well, we're going to read verses 1 through 6. We're just getting the meat. We're not covering the whole thing. We're just after what I'm after right here. So verses 1 through 6 is what we're after.
Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Now, that's an important verse. Go ahead and read that verse over because we're going to look at that.
This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
And do we know what month that is called here?
Doesn't say.
No, it doesn't say here. We're going to find out what month that is in another passage. Okay, but remember that. We're going to come back to it. Continue with verse 3.
Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household.
Okay. What day of the month?
The 10th.
That's very, very important. Okay. That's the first date. Now read verse 4.
And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your account for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.
Reread that verse. What was absolutely essential in a command and about this lamb?
Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats.
So what was it that God said that your lamb cannot have?
Blemish.
Cannot have a blemish. Now, what is that?
Limping.
Limping, yes, and what? Sick? Is that what you said?
I said sin.
Oh, okay. Well, think about a lamb. Think about it. Yeah. Yeah. Think about an animal.
Oh.
Diseased, limping, deformed. You know.
Cannot be Cannot be.
Kind of like pure.
It has to be pure.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A healthy one.
Yeah, it has to be healthy. There's no defect. Yeah, no defect. That's good. That's right. Cannot be anything that's unclean of any sort. So if he had had a broken leg, would that disqualify this lamb?
Yes.
And what would they have to do if his lamb broke his leg? They
had to find something.
They'd have to get another one because that one is does not qualify. Okay.
Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight.
Okay. What date is important here?
The
14th.
So the 10th through the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens on the 10th?
They find the goat.
You choose your sacrificial animal, either a lamb or a goat. And then...
On the 14th...
I'm sorry.
What happens?
You kill it at twilight.
You sacrifice him if you didn't find a blemish. If you did not find a blemish, a defect, you kill the lamb that you chose on the 10th, and you kill him on the 14th. So this is important.
At twilight. Isn't that important?
That's right. That's important too. How did you pick that out? Because, and that's when we're going to use your computer, and you're going to read to us from a literal translation.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about that. Okay. But first, let's back up to verse 2.
Okay.
This month, it doesn't say here, I wish it would, but we're going to find out which month this is. This month shall be your beginning of months. What is our beginning of months?
January.
God is realigning their calendar right here. Let's just say that January was their primary month. Now he's saying this new month is your first month of the year. Okay. Okay, so with our... are two important dates on this month that God is telling him this is going to be now where I'm realigning your calendar and it's going to be the first month of your year now. Your year will start over with this month. What are the two important dates?
The 10th and the 14th.
The 10th and the 14th. Now let's go to Esther chapter 3, verse 7. Before Job, Psalms, and Proverbs.
Esther chapter 3.
I'm seeing it.
Yes. Esther chapter 3. This is going to tell us what month because they didn't tell us what month this was called. Esther chapter 3, verse 7.
In the first month, which is the month of Nisan.
So what is the first month of the year called?
Nisan.
Nisan. The first month of the year is Nisan.
And in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is the lot, before human to... Haman, to the determining the day and the month until it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar.
Okay.
Adar.
And so, for the Jewish calendar, the first month is called what?
Nisan.
And then the last month of the year is called?
Adar.
That's right. Okay. Now, all I'm after is the first month called Nisan. Is this the month that God is talking about in Exodus chapter 12, Nisan? the first month of the year?
Yeah, I would think
so. That's right. This is it. This is it. It's not named here, but it's the month of Nisan. So, the 10th of Nisan and the 14th of Nisan. These are the two important dates. What happens on the 10th of Nisan?
Find your...
Determine your sacrifice.
You choose your sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And then what do you do on the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th?
You examine it.
For a blemish.
Oh, examine. Okay.
And what do you do on the 14th?
If twilight.
Kill it.
You That's sacrifice. Right.
You sacrifice it on the 14th if you found no blemish. Okay. Now, let's get your computer.
The blue letter
Bible? Yes. Now, does it give all the translations? Does it give all... I'm looking for Young's literal translation. Do you know if it... Does it have all the different translations of the Bible there? Otherwise, we can go to Bible Gateway because I know it has it. But if you look on there and see if you can look up the translation of the Young's literal...
What scripture?
It's going to be this Exodus 12:6. Exodus 12:6.
So, interlinear Bible comparison.
Okay.
Cross reference. Start New King James. I'm on the New King James.
Okay. We change the... If not, go to just the regular internet. Let's
see right here.
Oh, there we go. What? Look, it'd be Young's all the way to the bottom. Oh, okay. That's all they do. Okay. Oh, there we go. Oh, that's all. Now, we need Young's literal. Go to Bible Gateway just on the straight internet out of Google or something.
Okay.
Out of Google Chrome or something. Yeah.
We're basing it off the ancient lunar calculator.
That's exactly right. They're going off in...
the ancient lunar...
How did you know that? Where did you come up with that? You just figured that out? Because that's exactly right, and that's something important. But yeah, go to BibleGateway.com. But yes, they're going off of the lunar calendar, and there's something very important of why God chose this time frame.
Young's literal translation.
Yes, good. Okay. And Exodus 12:6. We're going to get an accurate translation of the word that gets translated in these others as twilight. We're going to get the more accurate, straight from the Hebrew.
So, just read this.
Read that.
And it hath become a charge to you until the 14th day of this month, and the whole assembly of the company of Israel have slaughtered it between the evenings.
Okay, between the evenings. That's what got translated, unfortunately. It got translated, unfortunately, to twilight in these other translations. But straight from the Greek on Young's literal translation, between the evenings. Between the eves, between the evenings. When did the evening start? Think of the afternoon. That's... When would the afternoon start?
At 6 p.m.
No, when did the afternoon start?
Oh, at noon.
When did the afternoon or the evening end?
At 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Okay.
What is between noon, 12, and 6?
3 o'clock.
And what happens at 3 p.m.? What did God say right here in Exodus 12, verse 6? What shall you do at 3 p.m. between the evenings?
Sacrifice.
You kill your sacrifice. You sacrifice your animal. That's what he told them at 3 p.m. This is very important. I'm glad y'all brought this up ahead of time about the time, because most people do not think of this. Okay, so now, let's what we have established, here's our main key points from this point. Jesus could not have been crucified on Friday because there are no 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday morning, right? We've established that. Mm-hmm. We know that Jesus was killed during the Passover week. And we have just read what they are supposed to be doing. So this is the month of Nisan. So from the 10th of Nisan, they're supposed to select their sacrifice and check it for a blemish. The 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, and then on the 14th, if they did not find a flaw in that animal, they were supposed to kill it. Okay, that's what we've established. And then we've established, from Young's literal translation, the much better translation, instead of twilight, they should kill this between the evenings and in the middle of the afternoon is what we would say. And from noon to 6, it's 3 p.m. We're going to see if anything matches up with anything. So now let's go to Matthew 21. And read verses 1 through 13.
Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to
Bethphage
at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you. Immediately you will find a donkey tied and colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them,' and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken to the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, the king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, a foal of a donkey.'" So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey into the colt and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and sent him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the ground. Others cut down branches from trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he had come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee."
Okay, stop right there. What is this event? What is it known as today? What do people call this event? The triumphal entry. See if you're if you have a headline. Do y'all have a headline that says the triumphal entry?
Oh yeah.
Does it say that?
Triumphant entry.
Okay, good, yeah. Good. What is this day known as now?
Like to us, you mean?
What is it called when you hear it every time? What do they call this, that this happened on blank blank?
Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Palm Sunday.
Yep, the palm leaves. Palm
That's
branches.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus' triumphal entry is now known as Palm Sunday. Okay. Now, read verse 12. So he had his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And what happened right after that? Verse 12.
Then Jesus went to the temple of God and drove out. Am I in the right deal?
You are. Yes. You're right.
Okay. Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought this and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of money changers in the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves."
Okay. What are they doing in the temple?
They're basically having a yard sale.
A marketplace.
Yeah.
What are they selling, though?
Doves.
They're selling sacrificial animals.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
To the people. And they are performing highway robbery. They're way overcharging these poor Jews. But
by
what are they
selling them?
They're marking the price up.
Yeah.
They've got a massive inflation.
So if you didn't have any pure animals at the house, you had no choice but to go to the market and probably buy one.
And these people live in Jerusalem in the city. Do they have any?
No.
Does anybody today? No. So they're having to go and buy by the command of God. And these people that are selling them these sacrificial animals are way overcharging them, price gouging them.
Right.
And boy, does this make God the Son, makes God the Son very furious. Very furious. Okay. And now what day is this that it's known as now?
Palm
what?
Sunday.
Palm Sunday. And what day are they supposed to buy their sacrificial animals?
Wasn't it
4 days before this?
What day of the month?
The
10th. The 10th of Nisan.
Uh-huh.
And this year, because as you correctly stated, this is following the lunar cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And so it moves every year as far as the day of the week. But this day, the 10th of Nisan, fell on what day of the week that Jesus was crucified? What day did this 10th of Nisan? Have we established that this is the 10th of Nisan? This day that Jesus came into the temple?
Yeah.
I mean, came into Jerusalem? Because the next thing that he did, he goes straight to the temple to where they're selling these sacrifices. It says sold the doves. That was the alternative for the very poor, which Jesus, as we remember, whenever we studied about the baby Jesus, what economic status was Mary and Joseph?
Low.
Low. And how do we know that?
Because they got doves.
They could only afford a dove.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And so that's what is mentioned here. So they are really, this is what really got him mad. Even the poorest people, the ones that can't afford the sacrifice, so they can only buy a dove, and you're price gouging them.
Mm-hmm.
But what day of the week is this on? It's the 10th of Nisan. Have we established that this is the 10th of Nisan? Because they're buying their sacrifices here in the temple?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what day of the week? This is called Palm what?
Sunday.
Palm Sunday. Jesus comes into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. He goes straight to the temple and drives out the money changers. And this is the 10th of Nisan. 10th of Nisan is on Sunday.
I'm trying to add on.
Yes,
this up. I'm trying
that's
to...
right. Okay, 10th of Nisan, the year that Jesus was crucified was on a Sunday.
The year that Jesus was crucified?
Yes.
Day.
Yeah, the year. Yeah. The year that Jesus was crucified, the 10th of Nisan fell on a Sunday. Every year it would be on a different day. Because it floated through, because this is off of the lunar calendar.
Yeah, the ancient lunar calendar.
Oh.
What else?
I'd have to look that up and see how that clicks, you know, every year.
Yes, which that's not important. What's important is this year. This is the only year that's important.
Right. Yeah.
Right here.
So
this year that Jesus is crucified, the 10th of Nisan is on a Sunday. Okay.
10th of Nisan, not when he was crucified.
But I'm still trying to figure out what happened on Thursday by
now. Tell me this. We've established the 10th of Nisan is on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What we did not read, we didn't read far enough into it. Let me see if this Exodus 12, of what day the Passover was on. Let me see. I'm pretty sure it tells here that. And let me see here.
You're laughing at me,
girl,
but confused.
Well, no, I mean, I'm sure you are, but I'm trying to keep all this.
Straight. We'll go back over this once we establish. Okay. It does not say that. I'm not finding it right here. But anyway, the 14th day of Nisan is known as the preparation day. That's the day that you sacrifice the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then what day would the Passover be on? It's on the 15th. The Passover's on the 15th. Those are your important dates. The 10th, you select your sacrifice. The 14th, you sacrifice your animal. And on the 15th, you eat your animal. That's the Passover.
Hang on.
Yes, yeah. Yes. 10th of Nisan, you select your sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
The 14th,
you kill
your sacrificial animal.
And then the 15th
you
was
eat it.
The Passover.
Was the Passover. 15th is the Passover, and you eat the sacrifice. The 15th is when you eat the sacrificial animal. So the 15th is the Passover.
Okay.
So, with the 15th being the Passover, what day... Jesus was crucified how many days before the Passover?
One.
That's one. Okay. So
the that's right.
Yes, yes. So the Passover's on the 15th.
Yep.
So one day before is the 14th. So mm-hmm. Jesus was crucified on the 14th of Nisan. If Sunday is the 10th, what day is the 14th?
If Sunday's the
10th, what day is the 14th? And use your fingers. Sunday,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday. No way.
Count it again.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That's right. Sunday's the 10th. Monday's the 11th. Tuesday's the 12th. Wednesday's the 13th. What's 14th? Thursday.
So
let's count this again. Sunday is the 10th of Nisan.
Sunday. Yeah.
Write this down. Write 10, 11, 12. Write that down. 10.
Sunday, right there is the 10.
11, 12, 13, 14. That's good enough. Write Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
Monday. Tuesday.
10th when? Is Sunday.
10th is Sunday.
Yes, right here.
Known as Palm Sunday. Thursday. Okay. Now let's see if this fits. Are there 3 days and three nights if Jesus is buried Thursday before sundown? Are there 3 days and three nights from then to Sunday morning? Let's count them up.
There would be if Thursday's in.
Let's count them up. Count them up our time. Our time first.
Thursday, 6 p.m.
That's day one.
That's day one. To Friday p.m.
That's day two.
Yep. Saturday.
Saturday.
6 p.m.
There's your 3 days.
There's my 3 days.
Now let's count up our nights. Count with our time.
Thursday night. Friday night.
And Saturday night. That's our 3 days and three nights. Those are the three
and
days.
Then he was gone on Sunday.
He arose before sunup on Sunday morning. How do we know that? Because Mary Magdalene was going there at dawn before the sun had come up, and Jesus was already gone.
Right.
So he arose before sunup Sunday morning. Somewhere, what we would call Saturday night, but they would call Sunday evening. Somewhere, he arose in there. So, these are the 3 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The three nights, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Now, let's count off of Hebrew time. Are y'all ready to count Hebrew time, or you want me to count it for you?
You count it.
Okay, here we go. Here's Hebrew time. The first evening, Friday evening. The second evening, Saturday evening. The third evening, Sunday evening. Remember, the evening comes before the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Somewhere in here, before sun up on Sunday morning, he arose.
He was gone.
So there's the three nights.
I never would have thought about the Thursday, though.
Now let's think about the 6
p.m.
That's
deal.
Right. And now let's think about the days off of the Hebrew time, which would be the same.
I would have never thought about the ancient, you know, the old...
The Hebrew time.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. But it works both ways. And then on the daytime is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Both ways, their time or our time. But the Thursday evening, it's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday evening on Hebrew time. We would call it Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. Somewhere Saturday night before sunup Sunday morning, he arose. He ascended. But those were the 3 days and three nights.
So, our months, what would that be in our months? March, April?
Yes, March, April. And it crosses over.
I thought it was going to
yes.
be. I thought it was like August. But
March and April, you're right. And now, because you said this is going off the lunar cycle.
Mm-hmm.
What very important event happens every Passover, and God designed it for this very reason. What happens? Think about the lunar cycle.
Eclipse.
Not eclipse, but this is every year. Every year. Every year.
That full moon.
When it comes. Full moon. Full moon. Until Kaufman. I got all this from Kaufman. Until I pointed this out, I'd never paid any attention to that, but now I look for it every time, and it's a full moon every time. Now, what very significant event happened while Jesus was hanging on the cross? It went dark.
Yeah. In the middle of the day.
Yes. And what cannot happen in a full moon phase?
Can't have an eclipse.
You cannot have an eclipse. You cannot have an eclipse. So that rules out an eclipse with the sun, because the moon and the sun are on opposite ends of the earth.
Yeah.
They cannot be on the same side to eclipse one another. They're on the opposite side. So by definition, it was not an eclipse. So that cannot be an explanation of why the earth went dark. And then plus, how long was it dark?
3 hours.
3 hours. From what time to what time?
12 to 3.
So you're saying there was not an eclipse.
Noon.
There was not an eclipse. That is not an explanation. God made the sun go dark himself.
That'd be kind of weird, like in the night on the other side of the earth. It'd be like, day for like 6 hours, everybody would be like, what is going on? And like, that'd be really weird.
Yes.
If that happened.
So how do you know when the Passover is today right now, and you say you're looking for the full moon? Should I know that?
Look on your calendar. It'll say Passover every year. At the end of March, look on there. It says Passover. And you walk outside, you'll be a full moon every year. Yep. And that was not by accident. That was by God's design. That way, right, that could not be an explanation of why the earth went dark. Plus, it was for 3 hours. Eclipses don't happen 3 hours anyway. But he still ruled that out, that that was not a reason. Okay. Now, we have determined two ways that Jesus had to have died on Thursday. First, by just him saying 3 days and three nights. that it had to be on Thursday, not on Friday. And this number two was going by how the Passover, how God designed the Passover originally with the 10th of Nisan, and you sacrifice them on the 14th. We established that the 10th of Nisan that year happened on Palm Sunday. And then, so if you have Sunday as the 10th, then the 14th has to be Thursday. And then the 15th is the Passover day, and Jesus was crucified the day before the Passover. And so, that's the second way that we put his crucifixion on Thursday. Then a few weeks ago, here at Blair, we were studying John chapter 12. So let's turn to John chapter 12. And we stumbled upon what I called, and I still call it, this is a back-end way. In my mind, this is like in algebra. You work the problem backwards. And so you work it forward and backward, and you still have the equation. You know you have it correct. Here's a backward way to calculate the back end. Okay. John chapter 12, verse 1. Read that, just the verse 1.
Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead.
Okay, that's enough. When was this?
6 days before the Passover.
6 days before the Passover. Okay.
And Passover.
Now, let's use our equation that we've already fixed. Being on what day of the week?
15th.
On the 15th, and what day of the week that year? Friday. So, what 6 days before Friday? What day of the week is that?
Sunday.
Count again. 6 days before Friday. Oh. So, count backwards.
Saturday.
Oh. 6 days before Friday is Saturday, the previous Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's the day that Jesus and his apostles show up at now the resurrected Lazarus and Mary and Martha's house on the Saturday. Let's find out what happens the next day. Read verses 12 through 15.
12 through 15, the next day, a great multitude had...
So let's... He showed up 6 days before the Passover, and you established that's a Saturday.
Well, yeah.
Saturday, and the next day, what is the next day? What day of the week?
Saturday, or the 16th.
What day of the week? We established that Jesus showed up 6 days before the Passover. That's a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day is a
Sunday.
Okay, so Sunday, tell us what happened. Read about what happened on Sunday. According to John.
The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, then they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches and palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes into the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, and it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey colt.
What is this event that John is describing?
Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday.
Jesus' triumphant entry.
And it's happening on a Sunday.
6 days before the Passover, he came to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus' house, and the next day after Saturday is Sunday, and this is Palm Sunday. So, here these are three ways that puts the crucifixion week, puts the 10th of Nisan on Sunday to put the sacrifice on the 14th and then the Passover on the 15th. Any questions or confusion at this point?
Let me just... I'm thinking on Les to clarify.
We're gonna clarify this now.
We have a chart.
Mother made us a chart.
Well, you tell me what to write.
And so, let's see. Let me before we go over this chart, I'm gonna tell you something that was a mind blower for me. That Kaufman came up with. This is what Kaufman said. Jesus' crucifixion week patterned exactly after the Passover week that God had given them 1,500 years earlier. But God did not give them, Jesus did not follow the Passover week according to that plan. But instead, God knew the week, how things were going to pass, how things were going to go, on the week that he was crucified, and because of that, 1,500 years earlier, that's why he gave them the Passover week with the 10th of Nisan and the 14th of Nisan. He patterned this, and God, being outside of time, he's in an eternal existence. The best I can understand, it's like he's looking at the timeline of all of human history, and he can look forward and backward perfectly. Mm-hmm. And he knew how Jesus, 1,500 years into the future, how he was going to be crucified. And so he said, you know what? I'm going to make this week that the Messiah will be sacrificed, and I'm going to pattern your weeks. I'm going to call it the Passover. And you're going to do this, and you will have 1,500 times to do this, to try to recognize this for the ultimate sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus did not, his crucifixion did not follow the Passover, but instead the Passover was designed by God to follow what Jesus would do 1,500 years in the future. Mm-hmm. Now, let's think of it this way. Does this pattern, what we read about with the 10th of Nisan and 11th, 12th, 13th, and the 14th of Nisan, does this pattern, did Jesus follow that pattern? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Jesus now. What happened on the 10th of Nisan?
You picked out your animal.
Your sacrificial animal. What did the Israelites do? What did we just read about right here? What, read verse 13, that very last line, that very last statement.
I'm sorry.
Of John 12, okay, verse 13. What did the Israelites say to Jesus? That he was the what?
King of Israel.
They chose him as their king. They chose Jesus on the 10th of Nisan, on that Palm Sunday. What happened to him? The 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, everywhere he went, every day in the temple, what did he do? He went in there, and what did these scribes and Pharisees do to Jesus? They were trying to find what? Fault with him. They were looking for a blemish.
Mm-hmm.
On the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. Did they find a blemish?
No.
And so what did they do on the 14th of Nisan?
Crucified him.
They crucified him. They sacrificed Jesus. Jesus was the true sacrifice that God had the Israelites for 1,500 years patterning. And I don't know, I'm thinking that hopefully that they would pick up on this. And I don't know that they did, but definitely that we could see afterward that the only one I've run into is Kaufman that has figured this out. That Jesus, this was the exact pattern, was the Passover. He was chosen on the 10th of Nisan. They chose him as their king. That is the analogy of choosing your sacrificial lamb. And what did they call Jesus? They called him the what of God?
Lamb.
The Lamb of God. He was their lamb. They chose him as his king. On the 10th of Nisan, they examined him thoroughly, trying to find fault in him, to find a blemish. They could not find one by the 14th of Nisan. And so what did they do to him on the 4th of Nisan since they didn't find a blemish in him?
14th.
What did they do? They sacrificed him on the 14th of Nisan since they did not find a blemish. Any questions or comments on this?
I want to remember this.
Good, good.
So for 3 days, they examined him.
That's right.
The month of Nisan, that's April?
March and April, the end of April. End of March, 1st of April.
But found no fault.
Yes, yeah. And you can look on our calendar and you can see the Passover every year. Sometimes it's in March, sometimes it's the first week of April or something.
So the 10th of Nisan, John 13, they chose him as king. 3 days they examined him but found no fault. Is that correct?
Yes, no fault or blemish. And so they sacrificed or they killed him on the 14th of Nisan since they found no blemish in him. This was the exact pattern. And so as... yeah. 14, they killed him. They sacrificed him. He was the sacrifice that year. In fact, he was the one and only. This was it. And now, I guess I'll just briefly mention that we can also cover it. We have a chart. Yeah, we have a chart on this. But about the when did the Sabbath end? When did the Sabbath begin? With Moses in the desert, so the Sabbath began in the with Moses in the desert. We have a chart on here back we may look at or another time, but it began in the desert on the Sabbath. And when did it end? Amos 8 verse 9. Amos was asking, the people were asking, when will the Sabbath come to an end? And what was God's answer? When the sun goes dark in the middle of the day on a cloudless day, that's when the Sabbath will end. And what happened on Jesus' crucifixion?
The sky went dark.
Yes.
In the middle of the day.
That was the end of the Sabbath. This was, and this should have been, they should never have had another Passover. How many more Passovers did God allow them to have?
100.
Not 100, but think about what year... what year was it that the Romans ended Jerusalem? When did they?
70 AD.
Jesus was crucified 30 AD, so he gave them how many more Passovers that they should not have done? 40. In fact, in what did Jesus say? In Matthew 24... Mark 13, Luke 21. He said, this generation will see. There will not be one stone left upon another of this temple. And it will happen in this generation. And it happened 40 years later. So they did 40 more of these Passovers that God was just, he was very patient with them. And then finally he brought the hammer down. And have they had any more sacrifices since then?
No.
No. And I don't know why. If I was a Jew, an Israelite, I thought, well, just because the temple's been torn down doesn't mean that we won't still do the sacrifice. But they stopped it then, and they've never picked it back up, which obviously is God's will, but they're not doing it for that reason. They want to rebuild the temple, and then they're going to restart those sacrifices. That's why there's no doubt in my mind that temple will never be rebuilt. Mm-hmm. And as a result, what is there in that exact location right now?
A Muslim
temple.
Yeah.
To me, this is not accident. God put that there. And now, what is it that's backing the Muslims? Why do they have so much power?
The Muslims?
Uh-huh.
Oil business.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What did he give Saudi Arabia? Gave them an ocean full of oil. So they're worth trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
And so that's the power to make sure that that mosque stays there. Otherwise, if they were poor, what would the United States have already done?
We'd have built something.
You got that right.
Yeah.
You got that right. Okay.
Get your
this is a chart that Mother wrote up about. This is the parallels of the Passover and the crucifixion of Christ. Okay. First, let's look at the Passover, and then we'll look over here.
Okay.
So, the day of the month of... This is the month of Nisan. Okay. The 10th of Nisan, the sacrificial lamb was chosen. Mm-hmm. The 11th, you examine the lamb for a blemish, and if a blemish is found, the sacrificial animal must be replaced. Okay. And then the 12th, you continue to examine the animal. And then the 13th, continue to examine the animal. This is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. All of the leaven or yeast must be purged from the house. Did this happen with Jesus? What did he came out of that temple.
I'm trying to parallel that.
Okay, this is what happened. He came out of the temple. He gave those 8 woes to the scribes and the Pharisees. And then the his apostles were bragging about how beautiful this temple is a treasure to the Israelite nation. And then he tells them that this temple will be totally destroyed in this generation. Then the next thing he does is he tells 2 of his apostles to go to this certain place in this house and tell him and to get the house in the room prepared for the master for the Passover. What was that? What were they doing? They were going to purge all of the leaven. And what is leaven? What is leaven? What do we call it today?
Yeast.
They had to purge it from the house. They did this. And what day is this of the week?
That's...
We'll cover that.
Wednesday.
Okay. And then the 14th, sacrificial lambs were slaughtered. If no blemish had been found after 4 days of intense investigation... And the sacrificial animal is killed, what?
3
between the eaves, which is 3 p.m. What's
which
in the middle?
Is Thursday.
That's right. This is Thursday. So here we go.
I have to keep this straight.
That's right. Yes. So the crucifixion of Christ. The 10th of Nisan. This was Sunday. And I'll just read. The Hebrews chose Jesus as their king. As Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, this is now known as Palm Sunday, and Jesus drove the money changers out of the temple. That's how we know that this was the 10th of Nisan, because they were purchasing their sacrificial animals. Okay, then the 11th. The Jewish leaders intensely examined Jesus to try to find a fault in him. The 12th, the Tuesday, Jewish leadership continued their fault-finding campaign. Here, Wednesday, Jesus commanded the apostles to start preparing for the Passover. So they started purging all of the yeast in the room that Jesus had already set up ahead of time. It just needed to be cleansed. So he followed this exactly. And then that Wednesday night, they would have called it Thursday evening, but it's Wednesday night. For our time, is the Last Supper, and Jesus was arrested that night around midnight. Okay, then the 14th, this Thursday morning, since the Jews could find no fault in Jesus, after 4 days of intense investigation, he was sacrificed. Jesus died at 3 p.m. between the eaves, and Jesus was placed in a new tomb before 6 p.m., and Jesus was buried before 6 p.m. Okay, now let's count our days. Let's count with our time. This Thursday is day 1 and night 1. Thursday daytime, Thursday nighttime. Let's just do this first with our time.
Okay. Then the Friday is day two, night two. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday is day three, night three.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's our 3 days and three nights. He was up before sunup, so sometime early Sunday morning. So there was no day, because before daylight, he'd already resurrected. So there was no day for Sunday. He was already gone. Okay, everybody understand counting it that way with our time? Mm-hmm. You get the 3 days and three nights. Okay, now let's go Hebrew time. Thursday would have been day one because it was before 6 p.m. So that's day one. And then Friday is day two, but night one. Saturday is night two, but day three. And then Sunday evening, since the evening comes before the day, is the night three. So there's the 3 days and three nights off of the Hebrew time. So it works either way. Then on the 15th of Nisan was the Passover feast. The Hebrews would eat the sacrificial lamb and unleavened bread. And then the week of Jesus on that Sunday, the 17th of Nisan, Jesus resurrected before dawn. This was the first opportunity that the women had to anoint Jesus' body since he had been placed in the tomb. This fulfilled Jesus' prophecy that he would be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights.
In the heart of the earth, paradise. He was in
paradise. Well, his body would be buried. His spirit was in paradise. You're right. His spirit was in paradise, but his body was right in that grave. If those soldiers had moved that stone away and looked in there before Sunday morning, what would they have found? They'd have found his body there. So his body was in the heart of the earth, but
which means the tomb.
The tomb. Yes, the tomb. The heart, because this was like a cave, is what this was. This was
can I take a
picture? Oh, yes.
Okay. Is it too much glare?
No, oh, ma'am.
Okay.
Let me turn it.
Thank you.
We haven't made a copy of these yet. But, I never got it taken.
Thank you. Wait, did I get the 15th? Okay. Thanks.
And so, yes, it was a tomb either cut out or a natural cave, and then they just rolled a stone over the top of, over in front of it to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, let's see. So yeah. That...
Were you wanting to...
I don't know.
Or,
I don't know.
Okay.
Let me see. There
Sabbath.
Was something right
Sabbath.
Here. This...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, why was this? This was the first opportunity that the women had to anoint Jesus' body since he had been placed in the tomb. Why was Sunday morning the first opportunity that he had, that they had? When did they place him in the grave?
Friday.
Thursday. No. Thursday. They placed him in the grave on Thursday. What was Friday?
Passover.
The Passover. And what is that known as? A high Sabbath. That was known as a high day, a high Sabbath. So could they do any work on that day?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Then what is the next day after Friday?
Saturday.
Yeah. That's the ordinary Sabbath. And we didn't put that one on. Did I? I thought we had somewhere said ordinary Sabbath, but
yeah.
I guess not.
Right here.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Right here. Ordinary Sabbath. That was just what came every week. So on these different times, you would have more than one Sabbath. You'd always have the ordinary Sabbath on a Saturday. But if one of these holy days came in a week that it landed on a non-Saturday, then you would have two holy days, two Sabbaths, two high days that week. And that's the way it happened here. So that's why Friday, that was the Passover day, see the Passover feast on the 15th, they could not go and anoint the body. And then they could not, no Saturday could they
that
ever.
That was the original Sabbath.
This was the ordinary Sabbath is what Kaufman calls it. So they could, That's why this was the very first day.
I would have never figured that one out.
Yes.
Kaufman, I never thought of that.
Kaufman pointed all of this out. And so that's why they didn't do it on Friday or Saturday, because they couldn't. They were following the Jewish law that God, the law of Moses. And then Sunday, the very first opportunity, which was daylight, here came Mary Magdalene, and then the women came trying to anoint Jesus' body. Any questions or comments on this? Mm-hmm.